I'm Andrew Schneider. I'm here with the Pella girls cross country team qualifying for state. They're shivering. It's a cold evening. But first of all, congratulations. I'll have each of you introduce yourself.
I'm Haley Kazin.
Elsie Thorson.
Ellie Rorda.
Ashley Blommers.
Tirza Wittenberg.
Abby Cutler.
Caroline McMartin.
And we'll start with Caroline, who I've talked to quite a few times already this year. First of all, what does it mean for this group of girls to be going back, especially so many of them you've run with over the years?
Yeah, it's really special. And this year, we worked really hard for it. And so I think it makes it even more special that we get to do it all together and that we do get one more race, because we're never guaranteed that. And so the fact that we get this opportunity is really special.
Well, and Tirza, you were up in the top 15. And so is Ashley. What did it mean to be racing with some really good teams here? And what were you seeing out there on the course?
What? I mean, like, I think going into it, we all knew that DCG was going to be way, you know, out front. And so basically, for me, when I was running the race, I was just, I mean, it was really shocking because you look ahead and you're like, oh, there's actually not that many people in front of me. But I don't know. It was just really amazing to, you know, face teams and be like, oh, we're comparable. You know, we can do this. And yeah, it was really fun.
For me, I think that this season had kind of been a hit or miss for me. I'd been getting over an injury, and then I'd be fine. Then something would hurt, and I'd just been in and out. And I think for me, looking forward in the race, seeing the people that I hadn't been so close to this whole season, it was like a shock, and I was like so excited because I knew that state was right around the corner and that we had one last time to prove ourselves before this could have been our final time, and now we have another chance to look forward to. So that made me keep going.
Well, and you talk injuries. I know many of you have battled some of them, so I'll ask the three that I know for sure, and obviously we just talked to you. You know, what was it like battling and training through this year, but what did it mean ultimately to be able to get healthy in time to come back here?
Yeah, so I had a stress fracture at the beginning of the season, and I couldn't really start running competing till the middle, and it was kind of hard because I feel like I wasn't like there with them towards the middle of the season. But being able to like come back from that and like being able to like be pushed by other people, just like fun and stuff, and it's yeah
I've been battling some up and downs this season. I've had to do a little different training, so like not always running with the girls, which is kind of hard. But at this point in the season, like, everyone's in their best shape, and you just have to like push through, and you know you can do it because your body is there, and your body has done this so many times. It's just kind of a routine, and yeah.
Abby, same question. What's it like battling through injuries? And I know you're really toughing it out, is what I heard today.
Yeah, it's hard because I don't really know what's wrong yet, so it makes it even more difficult to really, like, figure out what I can do for the team and what I need to push myself to do. But in the end, I just really see it as my pain isn't as strong as my love for my team, and so I want to push myself as hard as I can so that I could get these girls to state. And then even if I can't run at state, it's still so worth it because they get to run there and I get to watch.
Well, and as a senior, what does that mean to see your teammates battling through that to get you back to state and now have one last chance to go to Fort Dodge?
It's really special because this whole season we haven't really been able to run all together. I believe we've only ran all seven of us in one race, so it was really nerve-wracking since we haven't done that before, but we knew what we could do, and we believed in our team and it believed in each other, so it was really special, and I believe that at state we'll just do the same thing and we'll be amazing.
And one more question, Caroline, what does it mean to be going back there for the fourth time, especially with this group of girls, and to have one last chance at a race in high school and to hopefully have a great finish?
I think it'll be a really fun week. I'm looking forward to the upcoming week and all the training and tapering that we'll get to do. And even just at Fort Dodge, like, we go up the night before and we all have such a good time together. And like, a lot of us are seniors and even just upperclassmen. And so having like one last race together, and we're all kind of at the same stage, I think it'll just push us even more in the end.
Pella girls cross country team, congratulations, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.